provide you the details of the program as well as the pricing, okay? Thank you, Patrick. Okay. Stay in the line.
Thank you.
Hi, Patrick. Patrick, my name is Paul. Of course, my job is to get you the details of the service, to find the best package for the needs of your business and make it as affordable for you as I can, of course, to answer all of your questions. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Good. Leaving a boiler training right now, so.
Okay. So I do have your file here in front of me. Obviously, you use Google. You probably are familiar with that local map or that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something and don't really know who to call. And for you, I mean, what that means is people will be able to find your company, pick up the phone, and call you directly. Now, our job, of course, is not just to put you where people can see you. It is to give them the reasons to call you. I know you've got, you know, Facebook, Instagram. This would actually include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Our job, of course, is to get your phone ringing. We offer the service on a month-to-month basis. We know that that website will lead to not only more phone calls, but a higher quality call. You won't be the only company that pops up when someone looks in for a plumbing contractor, heating, or whatever they might type in. I mean, if it's related to your services and they're in that 25-mile service area, both residential and commercial clients will call you directly. And the ones that call you will have most likely looked at the website that we'll build for you and then decided to call you. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. Of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. You're not paying for leads. And, of course, big jobs are small, residential or commercial. It's that flat rate. In this case, you'd see a savings of a little over 50%. 13 years in business, congratulations. We do provide reduced rates for clients that have been around for over 10 years. We know that you know what you're doing. We know you do quality work. You can handle more business, still get good reviews. So saving 50% means $300 coming off of the $599 for that platinum package. You'd only be looking at exactly $299. That would include Facebook paid ads and the website. The website will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you. The goal, of course, to be that your phone is ringing enough that you don't even have to pay for leads. One thing Mark attached there was an Angie profile. Are you still using that? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yeah, I just signed up for Angie just to try it out. Yeah.
Gotcha. Just to get a little bit more work in general or any specific type of work?
Just a little more work in general, you know, just to get the name back out there a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good way to go. It's something that people are familiar with. Of course, it's very, very different than what we would be doing here for you. So the two of them would work quite well together. Of course, with Angie, you do pay for a lead, and then that same lead that you get will get sent to a couple of your competitors. So, of course, as long as you're getting jobs out of it, it's something you might want to continue to do. A lot of my clients, though, once we get their phone ringing, they keep their leads paused more often or cap them at a lower amount. And I think most business owners, maybe even you, would prefer to get calls directly instead of paying for leads. So, like I said, you don't have to stop using Angie, but this is just another great way to get your name out there. And, of course, the two of them do not conflict at all. Now, one thing that I would do here for you, since you've already got that Angie profile, and I know that I want to make this affordable for you, there is a promo code, if I can find it. There it is. There's a promo code in our system that it's not specifically for Angie. We have nothing to do with them. But it's just for someone who is currently spending advertising elsewhere. It allows me to waive the $99 setup fee that would normally attach here. So it would just be the $299 as an out-the-door cost. Again, that's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. It would never go up. You will, of course, get a very detailed reporting and tracking system so you can see exactly how much work you're getting from using that service. Now, we can use any photos that you have on Facebook or Instagram or any additional photos down the road, too. I mean, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of your website is all included. So it's a fixed rate, exactly $299 on a month-to-month basis, a position that we're actively filling right now. I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right? Get your phone ringing a little more, get a few more jobs here and there?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's something to consider, absolutely.
Well, I mean, Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It is where we all go when we don't know who to call. And, of course, every new customer that finds you on Google or Bing becomes someone who can use your services down the road or recommend you to their friends. It's going to help you to expand that client base and keep more calls and jobs coming your way. Now, it is going to include a social media campaign. There's going to be paid Facebook ads, so we would use your existing Facebook page, link a website to it, of course, and then run ads for your business. Now, those ads work a couple of different ways, and you might have experienced this in your own life or heard about it. You know, someone goes on Google and does a search, or they go on Bing, they do a search. The next thing you know, they're on their Facebook page, and whatever they search for pops up as an ad, and we just think, wow, that's a little bit scary, but it does work that way. For someone who is in your service area looking for your services, when they go on their Facebook page, our ads will retarget that same exact potential customer. If they've not already called somebody, they will probably remember seeing your business on that first page of Google, and then seeing you again on their Facebook page will give them the reasons to call you. And even for someone who's not yet done a search, but if they're in your service area, those ads will run as part of their live stream on their Facebook page. If they click on it, it costs us like 20 or 22 cents per click. Google ads are like $5 or $10 per click, so we wouldn't be doing the ad words, the pay-per-click, the sponsored ads on Google. You will, though, show up in that local map, that pack result right below it. That's actually where more people go. 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the businesses that are in that local map. And then the Facebook ads being like 20 or 22 cents per click, a real great way for us not only to get your business out there for your entire 25-mile service area, but also to give people who might be looking on their Facebook page just another great way for you to reach more people. Now, as far as that 25-mile radius goes, we can target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods where you most want to be found. If you want to or willing to go even just beyond that, we can do that too. If there are places even 5 or 10 miles away that you don't really want to go, you can tell us that too, and we don't run your ads there. So we want to target exactly where you want to be found. Now, do you have any preference of residential over commercial, vice versa, or no preference at all?
Right now I do more residential. I guess you could just put residential over commercial for now, but
gotcha.
But I'm sure we could change that down the road, right?
You certainly could, and you don't even have to like choose one over the other. I just kind of wanted to see what your preference was. I mean, we can target both residential and commercial clients, and if it's a commercial job that kind of fits into your scope and your availability, then you can obviously take that on. And like I said, the best part about it is the calls come to you. Now, that tracking and reporting system shows you exactly where the calls are coming from, what people are typing in. I mean, we call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do with it besides just tracking your success. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off. You can monitor your reviews. You'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Again, we're creating all the content that Google and Bing want to see. Wherever those reviews originate, they will repopulate right on your tracking system. Now, most of the time, you simply get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. We will be promoting your phone number. Now, the website that we build will also have a contact form. So residential and commercial clients can kind of tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they want to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know, Patrick, right away when someone is trying to contact you. And, of course, whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, did you have any questions for me?
You said it's the $299, right? That'd be monthly. There's no other like add-on fees or anything like that.
Correct. Yeah, we're not like your phone provider, the cable company. We're not trying to invent ways to charge you. It's actually my job as a pricing director to make it as simple and straightforward as possible and, of course, as affordable as I can.
Right.
So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job or percentage of your profits or anything like that. It would just be that flat rate, and it's a fixed rate, too. It'll never go up on you. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on right now, is this the number you want your customers to call, the business number?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
The business number would be fine.
Gotcha.
Yep.
And then the business is well, technically service-based, right, meaning that you only go to the customer. There's not going to be a physical address, brick-and-mortar, showroom, or location that you want your customers to know about online, right?
Right, yeah.
That's perfect. And that's kind of how Google expects it to be. Obviously, you're going out to the customer providing a service. Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront. Now, you won't have a street address listed because Google doesn't want anyone to drive out to your home and knock on your door any more than you would,
right,
especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, I did see, though, on the Angie, the 1120 Prescott Avenue, apartment 2. So obviously, that is that still an accurate address or current address for you?
Yeah. Everything's just out of work. My apartment, where I live,
that's,
you know.
That's fine, yeah. Yeah, and that's kind of what Google expects it to be. But you won't have that address show up on your Google listing. And then, Patrick, we never did get your last name.
It's the company, Ruan, R-U-A-N-E.
Just wanted to make sure. I never do want to assume. And then now the email address, the email, like I said, most of the time you just get calls directly to you, but if someone fills out the contact form, you will get a text and an email. And the number that we're speaking on, first of all, it's a smartphone, right? You can receive text messages on the 570-351.
Yeah, it's actually, yep.
Okay,
it's tied into my personal cell phone.
It is.
So I get it.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then what is a good email address either for you or for your business? It can be a personal email. The one difference would be that we would not show it physically on your website if it's a personal email.
Right. Yeah. I just had to use my personal. It's just p.w.rune@gmail.com.
So definitely a personal email. We will not show that email physically on the website, but it will still be connected to the contact form, so people can fill out that form and you'll get emails to that email address. And from time to time, of course, especially for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you. Most of the time, we'll just simply give you a quick phone call or even send you a text message. But did you have any question, or any preference as to how we contact you regarding your account?
Yeah, I mean, email's fine. You can call, but anything's really. I usually text and emails are probably easiest. Text is probably number one because I look at it.
I'll put text
a lot
preferred.
Of times.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you can see exactly what it's all about and maybe you get all the information you need at that exact moment. So I'll put text preferred. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One would be to schedule what's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. It's a follow-up call with our technician. We'll want to kind of talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement or slogan, motto, tagline. What's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer, just basic knowledge questions off the top of your head. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself usually takes about half an hour. And then the other thing that I'm required to do here, because we're Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that we are waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost, and even providing a website for you at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, Patrick, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. And then before I do get to that voice verification, how did you want to take care of that initial investment, MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Let me see which card I'm going to use here. A Visa.
Is it your name first and last, the business name, or any middle initial?
Yes, it's Patrick W. Ruan.
W, the middle initial W. Okay, and then you said that was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. And I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, 4147-0976-3095-0832.
Did you say 0832?
Yes, sir.
32. Okay, and then the expiration month and year?
0929.
09 of 29, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
107.
So I have 107 on the back. I've got September or 09 of 2029 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 41 47 09 73 30 95 08 32?
The second group of numbers is 0976.
Okay.
I must have said three by accident.
Oh, I might have just read that wrong. I have that as 0976. 41 47 09 76 30 95 0832.
That's it. Yep.
And that bill's at your residence?
Yes, sir.
And that's in Dunmore, of course, 18510, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, and about a minute after I receive the, or after I get through the, you should receive, about a minute before, after I get through the voice verification, you'll receive an automated email that does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I do. My pocket here somewhere. All right. Yeah, whenever you're ready.
Okay. So the toll-free number is 1-877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. Patrick, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, you can email 24-7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day, unless it's very late in the day or after hours that they receive the email, in which case they'll follow up with you in the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link from the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, which is everything that I'm just about to go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, when you receive that email or the text, please let me know. I do want to walk you through a couple of things there. But like I said, our automated system won't send that out until we get through the voice verification. Now, like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, though, actually pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Patrick, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Yes, P.W. Ruane, R-U-A-N-E, Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, LLC.
Okay, and there's an and between the heating and air conditioning, right? And did you want that, the ampersand,
correct,
the symbol, not A-N-D, spelled out?
Symbol's fine.
Okay,
that's
perfect.
That's what I have on my cards and everything.
That's actually how I have it, too. And I like it that way. I think it grabs people's attention. And then it says, please
right.
state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Patrick W. Ruane. I am the owner and operator.
Okay. And Mr. Ruane, Patrick, as the owner of PW Ruane Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Correct.
of course. Now it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can in fact contact you directly. So Patrick, for that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Patrick, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. Now, the reason we ask, well, first of all, there's a couple of reasons. First, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we will always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying that you cannot hire someone else. Of course, you will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Like I said, we're already aware of the Angie leads. There's no conflict there. That's fair enough, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, Patrick. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing both the cost of the service itself, waiving your setup fee with it being month-to-month, the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 9th of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Patrick, that $299, again, is a fixed flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included, Siri on a smartphone, and of course, in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, conversion-driven custom website. That website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 9th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate, that $299. Once again, Patrick, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that does mean that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Patrick, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation fees?
Yes.
Okay. So no fee for canceling. You can stop at any time. You will, like I said, get a confirmation email through our system in just a second here. You'll also receive that additional email. I did want to go ahead and schedule that follow-up call with your technician. And you should get that email sent out to you as soon as our finance department's able to process that payment. I'm getting a message back right now that they weren't able to process that for the $299. Is that $299 available on that card?
Yes, it is. I actually have to call them. I forgot they locked it out the other day on me.
Okay.
I just have to get it on.
Okay. So we will want to make sure that that is done before your follow-up call. So we might not want to do the 1 o'clock there. But there's a 2 o'clock. There's also
what, today?
Yeah, it would be today. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer. If you can't do one or two this afternoon, there's a 4, 5, or 6. Would any of those times work today, or would we be looking at tomorrow?
No, today, probably later tomorrow afternoon. I'm
okay.
About to head to a job, so I'm
going to be got it. So today's not good. So tomorrow, the same times,
yeah.
4, 5, or 6?
Tomorrow, what's tomorrow, Thursday?
Correct.
We can do 5.
5? Okay, so it's going to be scheduled from 5 o'clock until 6. Like I said, it's a one-hour window. The call does typically take about half an hour. It would get to you right at or maybe a couple of minutes after 5 o'clock, get you off the phone about a half hour after that. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions before handing it over to them. I will try to keep my phone line open. At 4 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 5, and then I'll send you in a minute here a calendar invite. That invite really is just more for your record. You do not need to respond to it. And then you'd be able to contact your card provider, like, immediately, right?
Yeah, I'll call them right when I get off. I actually forgot they locked it out on me.
Okay, gotcha. So,
they just said I have to call them to verify it.
The link that you'll get, the initial invoice email, you might get a couple of emails, a welcome email that will have your login credentials for your tracking system. You don't have to worry about logging in, though, until you receive official confirmation through us by email and text that your tracking system is active. We do have to do your client interview first, so you certainly wouldn't want to try to log in before that. But you can log in at any time. You might just get a message saying we're still trying to set everything up. So the welcome email has our client support information, everything I've already given you. Most emails do. It also has your login credentials. There will be another email that you'll get. You don't have to feel concerned about everything that's on there, but there's an email that says action needed, photos or pictures needed for Google verification. We just want to make sure that we can expedite the process of kind of reassuring Google that you are an active, accurate, local, real business and a legitimate company in the local area. So if you can send us any photos of tools or equipment, a photo of the work vehicle, and if the business is licensed or insured, or if you have a business card, you can just take photos and send them to us. There will be a link on there. Our technician can walk you through any of that, but that does expedite the process. And then the other one, like I said, the local splash initial invoice, it'll make more sense when you see it. There'll be a few boxes to click on, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, one that says that you know it's a recurring automatic payment that you can stop at any time, the other one that you just allow us to send text messages or SMS messages. And then it's going to want you to type in your first, last, and your middle initial too, just an exact match of how it's on the card there, Patrick W. Ruan, and then hit confirm signature. That's the orangish-colored longer box, and if you're on your smartphone, you might have to turn it sideways for that box to pop up, just enough for you to click on it. But that would actually just let us know that you know it's a month-to-month service, that we're providing the website and everything else, and it also expedites the process of us getting that initial NAPW audit started. So you can do that today, and we can get started even before your client interview. Oh, one last thing, and I'll get you off the phone real quick here. I just wanted to add a little bit of extra protection, another layer of security here, a security question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with your company, even if it's you, we may sometimes ask for you to kind of verify the answer to the security question. And then even more important, Patrick, a week from now, a month from now, or at any point in time down the road, if you start to get phone calls from someone that's not a potential customer, even if they identify themselves as Google or Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that information to you, then it wouldn't be us, and you shouldn't entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and asks you for more money for your Google listing, for sure that's not us, and don't even bother to talk to them. So your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Do first pet's name.
First pet?
Fiona with an F-I-O-N-A.
Okay, Fiona. And then I have to type it in twice. But you are all set and squared away there. And then, like I said, you'll get a automated reminder when you're an hour before your call tomorrow at 5, and I'll send you a calendar invite as well. You don't have to respond to it. I was going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Other than that, real pleasure speaking with you. Looking forward to getting this going. And, of course, to getting that website out in front of more people and earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate it. Yeah, I will call the credit card now, and they'll unlock it. So probably a half hour if you want to try it.
All right. That sounds perfect.
Run that again. It should go through. No problem.
We'll go ahead and do that. And then we'll be calling you back tomorrow around 5 o'clock.
Awesome. All right, Paul. I appreciate it.
No problem, Patrick. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye.